on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Join me now in studio. Top seven finalists from the new American Idol, Katie Turner and Journey. How are you, ladies?
Good. Excited to be here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, first of all, obviously it's a roller coaster ride, but was it what you thought going into it? How was it different?
It was nothing like I expected going into it. Well, but first, I didn't even think I'd get on the show. Let's just say that. I went in with very low expectations. There's a lot more work involved than you think. A lot of 14-hour days.
Right.
But the thing I didn't expect is that, because you go in thinking everyone's your competition, but I left not thinking everyone's my competition, but everyone was my friend.
Yeah,
everyone's my family.
Well, that sounds like it's a really good experience. And I know this week was Prince week.
Yeah.
How'd you go about choosing a song?
I mean, my mom listened to Prince on repeat over and over again. She has so many burned CDs because we're special that way.
Oh, we got along great, your mom and I.
No, yeah. But it was hard because most of the songs that Prince makes are fun to dance to.
And you
spend so much time jamming that you realize
and he was
never
naughty,
words. He was.
He was so naughty. When you look at when you really look at his catalog, you're like, what a horny little dude.
I used to listen to Prince all the time and I would just jam instead of listen to the words. So I had to learn the words no matter what song I picked, and then I did. And I was singing about, because people in the comments already be like, she's trying to be sexy to get views. And then I was like, well, now I have to sing about girls turning me on.
Right.
I mean, not false, but whatever.
I mean, that's the content provided, right? And Nick Jonas was this week's mentor. How'd you like that experience? What'd you all learn from working with him?
Well,
she loves this question.
You like this question? Or are you a...
What I learned from him is that he is extremely good looking in person, just as he is in all his music videos. God, what else? I mean, he gives good advice. I was just
Whatever with the advice. He was cute. Okay.
It was the first time, like, I was super starstruck, but this was a whole nother level of starstruck. This is the starstruck where your tongue. I can't even speak. I'm getting...
Tongue tied.
Yeah. Your tongue gets numb and you just and you just sit there and you just want to scream, even though he's right there. You just want to get, God, I'm going to wake up any minute. So, yeah, I really couldn't tell you what advice he gave me. I can't really think about it because my heart's racing.
At least it was fun. At least it was fun right there. And I know you sang Manic Monday this week, but you forgot the first line. What was happening in that moment?
My defeat. It was the moment where, like, the first minute, I went 6 o'clock. And then, like, I was like a robot. I malfunctioned. And then in my head, it's just like, Katie, you do know you're going home, right? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, we'll just get together for the rest of the performance and just pack your clothes nicely tonight. And I'm like, okay. And I got it together. And I did go home, but hey, I'm here.
It was cool watching you because right after you forgot the words, you just went like real intense all of a sudden. And I was like, oh, she's going for it now.
That's exactly
what happened. It was me like... Okay, so I either could get American Idol really good ratings by just running off the stage and crying and into everybody's arms with like real like
or
tears.
Put on producer hat, okay.
Yeah, or like actually like put on my big girl panties and do it.
Not pants, but
yeah, panties okay. And do it.
That'll get them ratings. And what was up with Clay Aiken calling you out? What was up with that?
Oh, Clay.
Oh my God, this just happened. You guys are already on it? Okay.
That's how we do. What was his deal?
I'm going to clarify because I don't want beef with anybody, especially for Clay Aiken. Here's what I'm going to say.
No beef.
Yeah. So Clay Aiken actually rejected me once for American Idol because he said I wasn't ready, but he said he loved me so much. I still remember this, Clay Aiken. You did say you loved me 2 years ago. Hard to remember that after tonight. He was mad that the judges didn't really dig into me for forgetting my lyrics and that they actually showed compassion, which wasn't enough for him, apparently. They should have.
Ruthless.
Yeah,
he's out here.
Dang, he's
so,
on one right now.
Really, I have nothing but respect for him. I think he has really proved himself a great idol runner-up. Emphasis on runner-up. And he'll always be a member of the idol family, maybe just... an estranged uncle or something, but he's still in there. So, Clay, I'll see you at the cookout.
Okay. Yes. Peace. All right. Enough said. Got it. Understood. And Journey,
yeah.
I understand that your wife, Ashley, is serving overseas, correct?
She is. Yes.
She been able to keep up with everything you got going on?
Here and there. Yeah.
Where's she at?
She's in Afghanistan.
Oh, okay.
So.
She's in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
how hot is it over there?
Rough.
Has she told you? Y'all be unable to correspond?
No, we talk a little bit, but The last thing we talk about is the fact that she's there. I mean,
right.
We talk about Idol a little bit, but now it's kind of the thing where she doesn't want to hear all about Idol and I don't want to hear all about deployment because that's like been our bubbles this whole entire time. So it's cool to just talk about our feelings for a little bit.
Your feelings
for the couple stuff we missed out on. Yeah.
Would you eat kind of deal?
Yeah, normal stuff.
And it was just announced that you both are going to be part of the American Idol Live
Yay!
Tour.
Yay!
That's cool.
Yes.
That's
fun. We already
fun.
Have so much plans.
Oh,
like,
yeah. We're going to vlog the tour.
Seven of us, seven close friends in a tight, confined space for like 2 months. I think that's reality TV gold. And we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, we're going to make a vlog on YouTube. We're going to vlog it.
It's going to be called Friends on a Bus.
That's fun that y'all get along, too.
Executive decision.
So out of the singers that are left, who do you think's going to remain at the end?
We love Maddie Poppy.
Maddie Poppy.
She was our roommate. She's so sweet, so unique. But there's no one that sounds like her.
Yeah, I'd say this even if she wasn't my roommate and cleaned our room flawlessly every night.
She's great.
She's serviceable, okay.
She can take any song and make it into this gorgeous lullaby. And I don't know what it is about her
voice. Kermit song?
Rainbow Connection.
Oh, that's a great song.
I know. She's singing it so well. She had us all singing it for weeks.
Yeah, she can take a song that you wouldn't really expect to be sung on a talent show like this. You really think, okay, there's only belter songs and pop songs.
Yeah.
No, she'll just pick a Kermit song, present it, and you'll fall in love with it.
That was a jam, though. I remember, I'm old enough to remember when Kermit came out with that.
Kermit.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Okay.
Current song obsession.
Company by Remy Ma. Ooh,
okay. Oh, God, now I have to go. Pass.
You're not going to get in trouble, by the way, if you don't answer right away. Last movie you saw in theaters.
Pass.
Game Night.
Okay.
I'm winning.
Totally winning. Last show you binge watched.
American Idol.
Rewatching Vampire Diaries again with my wife.
Rewatching?
Yeah.
It's a double watcher?
Oh, I've been there.
Really?
Been
okay.
There going
Wait,
back.
Team Stefan or Damon?
Damon.
Yeah, I agree.
All-time dream collab.
Kehlani or Rihanna or Beyonce.
You can't say these are quick questions because it stresses me out.
But you know, you thought about them, right?
Have you answered any of them yet?
Yes, no. Like
dream, dream collab. I don't know anyone.
Okay, pass.
Willing to do it with me?
It's a dream. You can have whatever you happen in a dream. Anything can happen. All right, how about this nickname growing up?
Jern. Katie Bell.
Oh, that was
Katie Bell.
Katie Bell, because I loved Belle the princess. I'm a princess. My name's Katie. Katie Bell.
Makes sense. Duh.
Mine's just Jern.
Jern.
Yeah, there's no other nicknames. People would always try to make them. They end up with Ernie or like Knee or JJ, and I just.
So Journey's your God-given name?
Yep, Journey's my God-given name.
That's a cool name. When you got a cool name, you really need a nickname.
Well,
it can't be
you.
Adding an M to it, because then it'd be like Germ. That's not cool.
Nothing
you
works.
You got to keep a Journey right there.
Yep.
Celebrity crush growing up?
Growing up. Hey, what age are we talking about? Like growing up, like from the age.
Like, who was your first celebrity crush? Who was the first guy you had a crush
Peter
on?
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, that? Huh.
I mean, cartoon character was still a celebrity, Peter Pan.
Okay, what about human?
Oh, human. He is a human. Just a cartoon.
Well, non-animated human.
Okay. Okay, first celebrity crush.
Wow. Were you okay in school? Did you like...
Oh, my God, I'm on the spot.
We'll get back to that one. What about you, Journey?
Probably a girl, Mila Kunis.
Okay.
And then... so many others. Mila Kunis, Ruby Rose,
exactly,
Kehlani. But younger than that, my first original one, just because everyone else was obsessed, was definitely the Biebs. That was my only boy crush I've ever had in my life, was
really?
The Biebs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty special company to be in right there.
Okay, I got it now.
Okay.
Jonas Brothers.
Welcome back.
Yes. Okay. But then, sadly, they departed from each other. And now, and currently, from 12 to now, it's Harry Styles.
Okay. Got you. You ended strong, right? Just like your song. You
it took a while
strong.
To get there.
Right,
I forgot some of the words again, but I got it.
Yeah, but then you're good. Then you're good. It all worked. Well, American Idol continues on Sunday. You can follow the ladies on Twitter at #Katie and at Journey. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you, Mario Lopez.
On with Mario Lopez.